This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Doug Stewart. He's the Executive Director of SAFE, which is the Society for Aviation and Flight Educators. And a couple of years ago, they started a new project called the Pilot Proficiency Project, which offers scenario-based simulator training especially developed for GA pilots. And now they're launching a new phase of that effort with a new event down in Texas. So Doug is going to tell us all about that. So Doug, thanks for talking to us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Mary, and thank you for asking me to come on and explain what we're doing. If I just give a little history, the idea for the Pilot Proficiency Project actually started back in 2010 at Air Venture, where we had a space behind our exhibit, and we thought, wow, it'd be great if we could put up a tent and run seminars relative to pilot proficiency. That's where the idea started. It then morphed into, let's bring Redburn in and provide simulator scenarios to aid in proficiency, and we ended up having our first one pilot proficiency project in Air Venture in 2011. We've given them at Sun and Fun, Air Venture this past year, Summit, Women in Aviation. But then back in the spring, Tom Bliss, who for your listeners might not know, but Tom Bliss is the publisher of AvWeb. Tom Bliss bases at Deer Park out in Phoenix, and he was speaking with Jim Anderson, who is on the SAFE Board of Directors, is also our treasurer, and also the vice president of Star Aviation. They were talking about the Pilot Proficiency Project, and Tom said, you know, what you're doing is wonderful, but it would be so much better if you could take this out to different parts of the country. And that's really the kick in the pants we needed to move this forward, taking it away from the shows and starting to bring it out to the rest of the country. Our first inaugural event will be at Skyport down in San Marcos, Texas. It'll be October 26th and 27th. It's going to be a weekend event filled with seminars. We have 7 different seminars that we'll present over the weekend. There are 11 different simulator scenarios, and every pilot who attends will have a one-hour session that is comprised of a 15-minute pre-brief, 30 minutes in the box, and a 15-minute post-brief. Everything that they do will qualify for WINGS credit, both flight credit and knowledge credit. We're also, you know, pilots won't fly if there isn't food involved, so this will also include breakfasts on both days and lunches on both days. So, should be a great event.
Oh, okay. And I guess, so if pilots fly in from around the area, they can come spend a couple days, get a lot of proficiency training, and I guess there's places nearby where pilots can stay. Is that the idea?
Yes, there are numerous places to stay. We actually have a registration site that's available. If you go to safepilots.org and click on a box right on our homepage that says register now for the Skyport Pilot Proficiency Project, it will take you to a site that gives you all that kind of information. In addition, for pilots who do fly in, through the month of October, the great folks, Jerry Gouguard from Redbird, is offering 100 low-lead gas for $1 a gallon. So pilots that choose to fly in for the weekend event, if they do their fuel planning properly and arrive with just an hour's worth of fuel left in their airplane, the savings they make in gas would pay for their entire weekend.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal. I know that's been a pretty popular offer to come in and fill up for $1 a gallon.
Boy, it almost makes me want to fly there from Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual. Yep. So, okay, so will there be a fee for pilots who want to attend this event?
Okay, the fees for the entire weekend, if they register before October 19th, there's a 10% discount, so it would be $225 for the full weekend. It includes a one-hour simulator scenario, all the seminars, breakfast both days, and lunches both days. There are other fees that cut down if you only want to do one day, if you don't want the simulator training. It is all there on the website, all the registration fees and everything. It is really a very affordable event. We have done this pro bono at the shows like Air Venture and Sun and Fun, but we felt that it was important that pilots who came to this had some skin in the game, as we say. What we're really hoping to do with this project is that when pilots come, We've certainly seen, Mary, that pilots are not flying as frequently as they should because of the price of aviation, of the price of flying, the price of fuel. And we see that pilots are losing their proficiency, not only their currency, but their proficiency. More important than the currency, their proficiency. They might go out once every 90 days, do their 3 takeoffs and landings, and say, there, I'm current. But their proficiency is going downhill. And we would like to show them that through the use of simulation, they can maintain their proficiency at a very affordable basis. Our hope is that moving forward, as we take this around the country to different areas, that the FBOs that host these projects will now have a group of pilots that will understand how simulation can be used to maintain their proficiency and engage in an ongoing program, going back to the FBO or the flight school or the training facility once every other week or perhaps once a month, just to do proficiency training at a very affordable rate.
So it's kind of a good way to show pilots what they can gain from using the simulator.
Exactly.
And are there different tracks there? I mean, is this directed at any certain level of pilot, like a private pilot versus an instructor?
It is primarily for the private pilot, but it could as well be for whether VFR or IFR. There are IFR scenarios. There are VFR scenarios. There are certainly the commercial pilot. Any pilot who needs to maintain proficiency, certainly flight instructors can partake in it as well. As an example, some of the seminars we're doing, Rich Stoll, who is the spin doctor, I don't think there's an instructor anywhere in the world who knows as much about emergency maneuver training and recoveries. He's doing one seminar on angle of attack awareness and another one on human factors related to loss of control. Tony Johnstone is doing a seminar on stick and rudder skills in a glass cockpit world. Rich and I together are doing a seminar. This has proved to be immensely popular wherever we have done it as a tag team event, tips and tricks for tailwheel flying. Every time we do this, we do it to a standing room only crowd. And typically, in fact, when we did it at Air Venture this past year, they were turning people away. We ran out of room. In a huge room. Kay Greenfield will be doing a seminar on iPad best practices for flight planning. It's going to have folks from 4Flight. We're trying to get Garmin, iFlight Planner, WingX Pro, get them all there together, and Kay will moderate that one. Then I'm doing a 3-hour seminar on single pilot IFR and also one on GPS beyond the basics. So we've got a lot of seminars on a lot of different topics that can appeal to pilots, really virtually from student pilot on up to the ATP.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like a lot of opportunity there for a pilot to go and learn a lot and try some simulator flying and have a good time.
That's certainly our hope.
Okay. So you want to give us that website one more time?
The website is www.safepilots, that's one word, safepilots.org.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Doug.
Mary, thank you so much.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.